You will hear an Australian student called Paul giving a talk about RoboCup, an international robotics competition. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi, my name's Paul and I'm going to talk to you about the World Robotics Championship, RoboCup, which I've been looking into on the internet for a project I'm doing. The competition is usually organised in a different country every year, though it's been held no fewer than 4 times in Japan, which is where the first event took place in 1997. The first time it was hosted here in Australia was in 2000 in Melbourne. Now, RoboCup is short for Robot Soccer World Cup, and actually, the ultimate aim of the event is to encourage the development of robots which can beat the Football World Cup champions by 2050. Well, good luck with that, guys. But there are other challenges too, including RoboCup at home and RoboCup at work in the adult competition, and the on-stage and rescue categories in RoboCup Junior, which is for kids up to the age of 19. Let me just explain a little bit about the on-stage event. That's where teams get the chance to show what their robots can do through a stage show, and that can be anything from storytelling to a dance or a theatre performance, or apparently even a magic show, though I didn't find any videos of that one on the internet. The robots generally wear costumes and their designers can be part of the show too. Many of the performers I saw were dressed up as characters from films, but the star of the video I enjoyed most was a robot in a penguin costume. It was great fun and the audience loved it. But there's also a serious side to the whole thing. For example, all the teams have a technical interview with the judges, and each member has to answer questions about the part they played in the design and programming of their robots. And the competition rules are really strict. Points are taken off if a robot moves outside the area that's marked out on the stage, or if a team goes over the time limit. They have a total of 5 minutes for their performance, which includes setting it up and introducing it, and then an extra minute to clear up. So no more than 6 minutes altogether on the stage. It's all very quick, so there's no chance for the audience to get bored. I saw some videos of some of the other events as well, like RoboCup Soccer, which is pretty impressive. What amazed me most about it is the fact that there are no radio signals or remote controls or any other kind of communication from the designers. All the robots are autonomous. They all communicate with each other and make their own decisions about what to do, almost like human players, except the ones I saw kept falling over for no apparent reason, which was quite funny to watch. I have to say, though, there was some pretty good passing of the ball, but none of the teams had what you could call a solid defence. Sometimes a robot would kick the ball from one end of the pitch to the other, and the other team just stood by and watched as it went into the goal. But hey, it's good entertainment and a great way for the public to learn about the latest developments in robot technology. For me, though, RoboCup at home seemed the most educational event. For this one, designers have to interact with their robots, and the only way they can do that is by voice. A kind of apartment is set up in the venue, and the robots have to follow their designers' spoken instructions to perform a number of different tasks. I saw them do things like open the curtains in the bedroom, or go into the kitchen and get something like a bottle or a cup and take it back to the designer who was in the lounge. This kind of thing might become a reality in the home in the future, so it's really interesting to see robots doing things in this context.